AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. for weeks has attempted to broker a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Before leaving Paris, Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters the U.S. can only do so much when it comes to sorting out the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
But we're not going to continue to fly all over the world and do meeting after meeting after meeting if no progress is being made.
French officials say a new meeting is expected in London in the coming days. Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance says there's been important developments in negotiations in the past 24 hours.
Even in the past 24 hours, we think we have some interesting things to report on, of course, in private. So the negotiations, I won't prejudge them, but we do feel optimistic that we can hopefully bring this war, this very brutal war, to a close.
The vice president was in Rome Friday, a day after Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni visited the White House. She says she hopes the second round of talks with Vance will serve to strengthen a longstanding friendship. Senator Chris Van Hollen was able to meet with Gilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador, the man deported to a prison inside the country by the Trump administration, despite an immigration court order preventing his deportation. Meanwhile, a federal appeals panel has issued a ruling in the case, Sagar Magani reports.
The three-judge court said the Trump administration's claim it cannot do anything to free Abrego Garcia should be shocking and unanimously refused to block a judge's ruling ordering administration officials to testify about whether they complied with her order to facilitate his return. The White House insists Abrego Garcia had to leave the country.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist.
The appeals panel says maybe, maybe not. Either way, he's entitled to due process. Asked if he'll move to get Abrego Garcia back to the U.S.
Well, I'm not involved in it. I'm going to respond by saying you'll have to speak to the lawyers, the DOJ.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Gethin Coolball has the latest on sports.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Ben Rice's first career four-hit game led the Yankees past the Rays 6-3 in their first regular season road game at their spring training home of Steinbrenner Field.
A little weird, you know, being on the visiting side today, but it's glad we were able to come out with a win.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred met this week at the White House with President Donald Trump. Bucks star guard Damian Lillard is off blood-thinning medication and has been cleared for full basketball activity after his deep vein thrombosis diagnosis. The Kings have agreed to hire Scott Perry as general manager hours after parting ways with Monty McNair. The NHL says the Rangers kept it appraised of an independent investigation into sexual assault allegations by a team employee against Artemi Panarin and considers the matter closed. And in golf, Justin Thomas carded a 10-under-61 to claim a 3-stroke lead after one round at the RBC Heritage.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.